Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord.
breathing.
Oh yes, I'm breathing.
Oh yes, I'm breathing.
I'll bless the Lord.
As long as I'm breathing.
As long as I'm breathing.
Hey, oh yes, I'm breathing.
I'll
bless. Come on, say, oh magnify.
I'm gone. Hallelujah.
Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 come on, you got that. Raise it. Lift it. See you.
shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that brought my liberty. I'll never know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. I shall
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. 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 I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Thank you, Lord. Let us begin to bless the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Holy Amasanderiakum. We thank you. 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 Ah, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning. Thank you, Lord. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gloria Masateria Kuria Masanderiakum. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. We adore you, Almighty God. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. We need you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you for our spouses. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Your name, Almighty God, is worthy to be praised. Your name, Almighty God, is worthy to be glorified. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. We surrender completely and totally to you this morning. We surrender our spirit, souls, and body to you, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, we come to thy throne of grace, and we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy. We pray for mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mercy for our children. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for our spouse. Mercy for our nieces and our nephews. We pray for mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We come openly to you, O God. And we repent of every sin we have committed in thought, in word, in deed. O God, we repent, O God. We stand in the gap for our children. We stand in the gap for our grandchildren. Stand in the gap, O God, for our spouse in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap, O God, for our nieces and nephews. We stand in the gap, O Lord, be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we apply the blood of Jesus to our spirit, souls, and body. We apply the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerning our lives, we apply the blood of Jesus. Oh, we soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Father God, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of our voice in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Let your blood speak. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we apply the blood, O God, to our cells, our tissue, our organs, our systems, and our bodies. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus, the redeeming blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. O Father God, everything connected to us in the blood of Jesus. In the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Uriya masanderia koromasteria kom. Uriya masanderia karamasteria koromose. The blood of Jesus into our dwelling places. We soak our cars, our transportation in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your redeeming blood. We thank you for your precious blood, oh God. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the armor. We put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor of God and the armor of light on our nieces, our nephews, our siblings. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on each and every one under the sound of our voice. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for the armor in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the armor in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, your holy angels to minister to us as we pray this morning. Your holy angels to assist us not only as we pray, but throughout this day, oh God. We need divine angelic assistance, oh God. Let your holy angels do your will, oh God. Concerning our lives, do your biddings, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our children. Be a wall of fire around our grandchildren. Be a wall of fire, O God, around our nieces and our nephews. Be a wall of fire around our siblings. Be a wall of fire, O God, around each and every one of us this morning and the glory within us. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for divine, oh, God, assistance. We thank you, Lord, that you've never left us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Spirit of the living God. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. We surrender completely and totally to you in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Your way in the name of Jesus. Have your way, O God. Lead us, Holy Spirit. Guide us. Show us steps to take and the steps not to take. Holy Spirit, we are dependent on you. Holy Spirit, we need you. We love you, Holy Spirit. And so we thank you for bringing us once again together in your presence. We thank you, Lord, in our weakness. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bless your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to each and every one of you that's just joining or those that have been here. Good morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless God for you in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender to you this morning. Let your perfect will be done in this service this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, have your way. Thy will be done in us as it is in heaven, Holy Ghost. Oh, Spirit of the living God, have your way in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We praise you, Spirit of the living God. We worship you, Spirit of the living God. We adore you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. We need you, we need you, we need you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to bring the word. I was supposed to bring that word yesterday afternoon, I believe, but the Holy Spirit shifted me with the word and started and spoke about fear of the Lord. And I pray that you receive that word in the name of Jesus. The word can come forth. Okay, and the word of God is a seed, and it can be deeply planted, or it can just, when you get off, you forget it, you go on, they don't plant, they don't be rooted in you. Hallelujah. So it's actually up to us. You see, God will give. And sometimes, and many times God gives us and release promises to us through his word. And most of the time, and then he gave us the navigation. He gave us the direction, gave us the GPS. We are on a journey. And he gave us the GPS to reach our divine purpose and destiny. And he gave us answers to prayers and some things. And he gave us, like, different things, like, sometimes God will chastise us because he doesn't want us. It's just like we chastise our children because we don't want to see bad things happening to them. God chastises us because he loves us and he doesn't want us to go to hell. So he will come and chastise us, or he will come and release knowledge. Because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and because of lack of knowledge, we perish. So God will release knowledge, release stuff, and different things for us to receive. And so that's why sometimes when you put the television on, you will hear a pastor preaching. He doesn't even know you, and you will feel that word in your spirit because God is speaking to you through that pastor. He doesn't know you, doesn't know your answer, but you will know that word is for you, and you will receive it because you said, this man do even know of me. So God uses different means and different ways to speak to us. But the problem is, are we going to listen and receive it, or are we going to walk in the spirit of offense? Because when you walk in the spirit of offense, you pick up, it's like you put a barrier. That means that seed cannot grow and bear fruit. Hallelujah. And so the enemy loves that spirit of offense. So when God releases a word to us, that means let the Holy Spirit move in our hearts. He said, I came that you may have life and have life more abundantly. What did Jesus say? Satan came to, the same John 10:10. Satan came to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. God wants you to receive his blessings. God wants to tell you, look, something is somebody planning for you. Get ready, pray fast. God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver us. God, look, his thoughts towards us are good. God thoughts towards, let me tell you, God thoughts towards us are good and not evil. Towards us are good and not evil. And I know it. Hallelujah. He said, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope, to bring you to his expected end. Says the words, us are not evil. If it were evil, he would not send Jesus to redeem us. If it was evil, he would not have put animal skins on Adam and Eve. He would have left them to beat, and the animals would have torn them to pieces. People would have destroyed them. But God protected them. He provided a covering. If God was with Abraham, he guided Abraham every step of the way. Hallelujah. Every step towards you. God goes towards your children. God goes towards your friends. And for good and not evil, God thoughts towards the world. Whether they're sinning or not sinning, he made them. They are created in his sight. And that's why he sent Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes should not perish, but have everlasting life. And for good, he wants us to come out of the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. And that's why we got to take time how we read the scriptures. Marvelous light. Not only that we're talking about illumination of your mind, illumination of your thoughts, illumination to enlarge your territory. He wants you to have illumination. When you have illumination, you get revelation. When you have revelation, you get understanding. When you have understanding, you begin to walk in what he called you to walk in. God came to Jesus Christ came to. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. That's why God is speaking. For the few weeks we've been fasting, he's been dealing with our inner self. If you all have not noticed, if you come and you stand by me and you will say, Apostle, I thought, if I tell you what I'm teaching, you say, I thought you were teaching yesterday. As I come and have all my notes ready, cause shifts, very shifts. No, you're not going to do that today. You're doing this. Right in the middle, he shifts it. But thank God for his grace. Because God wants to bless us. He wants us to experience his promises. He wants to save us from the hands of the enemy. He wants to redeem us. He wants us to live fruitful in the name of Jesus. He wants to empower you. That's why we, you know, he wants to empower you. He wants to protect you. Protect us, protect our children. We know, everybody know our children. Nobody can say 100% that they know what their children do. But he protects them because of you. And if they're saved, he protects them because of themselves. Some of us are, some people, sometimes you be protected for prayers that your great-great-grandmother prayed. And you're not even, some people are not even a Christian. But because God promised that grandmother that she, he will save that child, her generation, he finds, he knows that child. And he would get to that child. So it might be a grandchild, great-grandchild that some of us would never see these great-great-grandchildren we're praying for right now. But our prayers, woo, hallelujah, will cover them. Because we pray for the next generation. Pray for your bloodline. How do you think your Lord, who looking down from heaven, your great-great-grandmother, great-great-grandfather, your mother, you'll be looking down heaven, and they, what are they doing? They are a cloud of witness. It's in the Bible. Cloud of witness and cheering you on, telling you, move, don't listen. Cloud of witness. They're there watching you. Hallelujah. Cloud of witnesses, the Bible tells us. Hebrews 12. We sing also compass above with a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight. Hebrews 12, 1 to 2. Right? You have this cloud of witness. Your great, I know my grandmother carrying me on. So I know she's so happy she brought us to know Christ, and I know she just praising God to watch where the ways we're going. Your somebody that has passed in your family carrying on, it could be your father and your mother, your sister, your husband, somebody, your great grandmother that you've never seen. Oh, I see there's a mentor. Oh, my God. Your great-great-grandmother. Those promises that was made, that she did not receive that in her life because it was for the bloodline. You write in that thing, and now the grandmother, mother is staring you off for you to pick up that mantle for your family. Hallelujah. Abraham did not see all the promises. We are living. God gave him those promises. Read Genesis 12. God gave him the promises, and we are walking in those promises. Because God's words will never fail. We are seeds engrafted into the body of Christ. Seeds of Abraham. To your prayers. Will not go unanswered. Your mommy prayers, your daddy prayers, your great grandma prayers, your great great grandma, your auntie prayers, your pastor who prayed for you, he might not be here, but his prayer, oh God, I feel it in my spirit, will not go unanswered. The Bible says, wherefore, I feel the anointing. I pray that you all open your heart to receive. Well, wherefore, saying also, we are compassed about with so a great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight. Every weight. And the sin which does so easily beset us. Let's run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Write it. If you want to know where your closet was, yes, it's Hebrews 12, 1 to 2. Those are the cloud of witnesses, families. Cloud of witnesses are the apostles. The cloud of witnesses, they're watching you. Mama Cole watching you right now. Carrying you on. Fatmata watching you right now. Carrying you on. Say, oh, if you can think about Fatmata, she just, oh, I wish they could see this. I wish they could know what is waiting for them when they leave this world. Oh, God, do you know? Carrying you on. Hallelujah. Carrying you on. If something will happen and one of us will pass, if I will pass away, I will be carrying you on as a cloud of witness. Y'all don't stop. Go ahead. Go ahead. Carrying you on. Praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cheering you. Pray for you. Your dad, pray for you. Your mom, pray for you. But our younger sister, carrying her on. Said, don't stop. Go on. Go on. Cheering you on. Pray for you. Interceding. For the father, she's right there. Interceding for you. Interceding for her sister. Interceding. And cheering you on, watching you, cheering you on. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I feel it. So, God wants his thoughts towards us evil. So bring us to the expected end. And that's why he sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead us and the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will release things. God will say, go to this person, release it. Go to Mary. I'm going to tell her, don't take left, take right. Don't go down that street. And you would say, oh, my mind, something telling me not to do. It's nothing but the Holy Ghost. And many of you know the voice of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes God will speak to you in through dreams. Different dreams. That's why you got to be careful with your dreams to understand every symbol of your dream. Many of you need to have the, you need to get some dream books if you don't understand some of your dreams. And they got great Christian dream books. And they got dream cards. I have some dream cards too. Dream cards. I don't know if they still publish these things because sometimes they but you need the real Christian, not the satanic stuff, the real Christian dream card so that you can look what colors mean, what this mean, what does it mean to dream about ants? What does it mean? Because God is speaking, you know, I remember, and I was let you go soon. I remember when my mother died, and I used to go to her grave all the time, and grieving all the time. I'm going to my mom. But every time I go, I would just see ants, the ants building, and I said, well, why are these ants all over this place? Because they used to laugh and say, Margaret, you know, the glass is sealed, the vault is sealed. And I kept wondering and wondering. But then the Lord said, Marco, what do you think? The ants, why are you saying the ants? Open your prophetic eyes. And the Lord began to illuminate me about the ants. And I went and I started to read more about the ants. And then I looked at my dream book and what my mother was. What was conveyed to me now, to the Holy Spirit when I went, because It's hands work together for a common goal. And so she was, from her grave, I understood she wanted her children to work together and not work separately for us to come in, be in unity and oneness. And when I received that revelation, I understood. So what I'm saying to you, God speaks to us in so many different ways. Different ways God will speak to us. When I see white birds, see blessings, I know there's a blessing. Something great is getting ready to happen. And he speaks to us as individuals to, you know, so different ways, but the bottom thing, he wants us to come to that expected end. To come to that expected end. And the enemy has set road traps. Do you know on the highways they got satanic altars on the highway for people to have accidents? Well, but you're driving and no trap is set for you because the holy angels are with you. You're covered with the blood of Jesus. Another person comes to intercede and you just pass. Because God protects you. He warns you. He leads you. He blesses you. What am I saying? Because when you hear the word of God, hallelujah, never walk in offense. That word is implying to your life, to your destiny. In the name of Jesus. That's why it is here. Lay aside every weight. And when God is saying, come to me, but naked, in truth. What I mean in truth is naked. God knows everything that goes on within us, but he wants us to just come like as we are, just as I am. Present our weaknesses to him. Present your strength and your weakness. I always gave him weaknesses. You don't have to publish it on CNN or whatever or Facebook, but you take it to the Lord in prayer. Will it be fixed in one day? No. It's a transformation. It's a process. And in time, those things that were keeping you back, because you have given it to the Holy Spirit, and he's leading you and you're following it, those habits will die. And you will know how to rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. What am I saying to you? Walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. You know, God has so much great things for this ministry. And I'm so grateful to him for what he has in store for us as individuals, for our families. Sometimes we almost reach the finish line. Most people quit before they get to the finish line. May the Lord give you strength. May the Lord give you patience so you can reach your divine purpose and destiny. And there are some, for I am, some will drop. And if it's God's purpose and God wants to lead you somewhere else, that's God. That is his will. But while you fast and take it seriously, God is speaking to you through different means. The way he speaks to me and the way he speaks to you will be different. Hallelujah. Flesh. When you go places, observe everything around you. Don't be sensitive to your environment. When you go places, be sensitive. In the name of Jesus. Even when you're taking care of a patient, and the patient might look ABC, but God might speak to you through that patient. Maybe you're, you know, I don't know, that's God. Maybe you're lacking a virtue of being patient or caring. Maybe you're yelling at that patient or treating that patient terribly. The person that you're taking care of. Because, you know, old people, when you're taking care of them, they give a hard time. But then God is developing a virtue, teaching you how to be patient with people. Because when you get old, you will not want nobody treating you that way. So there's a lot of virtues God will let us, allow us to go through, because he's developing our the fruits of the Holy Spirit within our lives. Our Father and our God, I feel your presence so strongly this morning. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your presence in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to strengthen us. Continue to lead us and guide us. Empower us by your Holy Spirit. Oh God, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. We thank you for your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, please read 1 Kings 17. Hallelujah, like I gave you yesterday, the widow of Zarephath. Read it from verses 9, because you, 1 Kings 17, 9 to 15, I'm going to take time and read it, as I keep saying, arise, take time, read what, look in your Bible, what it does, of Zarephath. You got to take time and read each word, and we'll come into explanation as the Lord willing. But I just want you to keep reading and get and writing things down about it. Amen. Have a wonderful and blessed day. I cover each and every one of you with the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.